South Africa is marking 16 years today since the end of white minority apartheid rule. Yet for many of the country's blacks, daily life hasn't changed that much. Townships are still plagued by poverty and violence, but they're also filled with young people with ambition, and in some cases, the desire to make cartoons. As the world's Laura Lynch reports, a new program there may help give them a start in the world of animation.
In the world of animation, Wallace and Gromit are stars.
I could just fancy some cheese, Gromit. What do you say?
Don't forget the crackers.
But now they have a new role to play, courtesy of Aardman Animations, the company that created them and produces their films. They're helping to bring the skill and joy of animation here to a new generation of artists who live in some of the most violent neighborhoods in South Africa. This is the country's first public animation academy, just opened on the edge of Khayelitsha Township.
That should get you the green like that, almost a lime green.
Gary Katchelhofer is the teacher in charge. He spent years working in the white-dominated animation industry. He believed there was untapped talent in the townships. Now, with the help of government and private studios, the academy has 120 students.
These people would never have had these opportunities beforehand because art is not regarded as a subject that is necessary for laborers.
21-year-old Chanel Mentour shares a drawing table with other students, creating a palette of bright colors. Mentour is thrilled to be in this class. Drawing, she says, has been her passion since she was a little girl.
I started out drawing the Spice Girls, making posters for my friends, the Spice Girls. They had this big ear and the big shoes, and I always wear the shoes extra big because that's how you recognize the Spice Girls.
But childhood dreams of fame and wealth can often fall prey to the harsh realities of life in the township. Hardly a day passes without someone being murdered or assaulted. At the steel gate outside Chanel's home, the three family dogs, Jasper, Lucky, and Noodle, are standing guard. She lives with her parents in a small but tidy bungalow. Chanel says life here isn't so bad. Her mother, Debbie, stands nearby, nodding in agreement. But then Chanel reels off a list of problems that beset just about every family.
There's a lot of drug issues. Drugs, yeah, and poverty. Unemployment, teenage pregnancy, there's a lot. I've got friends that say.
Chanel says some of her girlfriends already have three children and no hope of a job or a future. Her own brother has been battling an addiction to a drug the locals call tick, crystal meth. Her father is out of work. Debbie says that's why she cried when she found out her daughter had won a place in the program, along with a scholarship to pay for it. It was the only way Chanel was going to be able to go to what they call a varsity school.
You know, it was very emotional for me because, like, we also struggle. And I didn't have the money to let her go to varsity and all that.
I want to show you the...
Chanel pulls her portfolio out from under her bed in her tiny room. Her drawings trace her growing development as an artist. She isn't shy about her goals, saying she wants to become the first female black animator in South Africa.
And my vision was always, I always see myself working in a studio. No matter what I'm doing, I'm working there. And if you put your mind to it, if you visualize that every day, you're going to succeed. It's going to happen for you.
Chanel wants to use animated films to tell the stories of life in the township, good and bad. It won't be the lighthearted fare typical of cartoons, but she believes she can deliver powerful tales to the world. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch, Khayelitsha Township, South Africa.
Check out some of Chanel Mentour's artwork at theworld.org.